Welcome to installment 108 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment number 7, to take an oath whenever necessary, and to do so only in the name of God.
The Rambam counts positive commandment number 7, to swear in the name of God. This he derives from the verse in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 20. Where the verse states, "Ubishmei tishoveya," that you should utter an oath in the name of God. The Rambam mentions that this is obviously only in the case where an oath is necessary. If an oath is unnecessary, this is a strict prohibition. We have mentioned this previously as a separate biblical prohibition even, in the case of an oath when the object of the oath is an obvious truth to everybody involved. Only when there is a dispute is one allowed to utter an oath. When one is encountered with such an opportunity to utter an oath, the Rambam counts it as a positive commandment to utter this oath in the name of God. This, the Rambam says, elevates and gives kavod, honor, and glory to the name of God, and glorifies him in the name of all the inhabitants of the world. In the two words that the Rambam quotes from this verse, we see that there are two different aspects of the commandment. There's tishoveya, that one must utter an oath, of course, as we mentioned, when it is necessary. Then the word before this, ubishmei tishoveya, you should utter the oath in the name of God. The Rambam quotes, therefore, that when one makes an oath, one must do it, obviously, only in the name of God. One cannot make an oath in the name of an angel, or a star, or any other being which would account some sort of power to that being. The Rambam does mention in Sefer HaMitzvahs that if one makes an oath, for example, in the true sun, the truth of the sun, it could be that the person has in mind that the truth of the God who created the sun. In other words, a person could be speaking about the sun, but really have in mind God himself. So too, if one mentions that he's swearing in the name of Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be as if he's swearing be'elokei Moshe, in the God of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the God who has sent Moses to the Jewish people. This is, of course, only when he has in mind that he's making the oath to God. Should he have in mind that he's making the oath to this being, then it is strictly prohibited. It should be mentioned that in the legal code of the Rambam, Yad HaChazaka, in chapter 12, the Rambam mentions that an oath which is uttered in the name of any object or any creation is not a valid oath. This would seem to contradict what he says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. However, in his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam mentions that the Sefer HaMitzvahs is not a legal code. The Rambam is just trying to clearly explain the parameters of the mitzvah. In order to know the particular halachas involved, one must look in his legal code. Back to Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam points out that the only time we could possibly think that such an oath would be allowed is if one has in mind God himself who created this particular object, or who sent a particular person. But if one has in mind that he is swearing in the name of this object, then it is a strict prohibition. As the Rambam quotes from the Talmudic statement that anyone who puts together, who joins the name of God with something else, is nekar min ha'olam, is uprooted from the world and taken away from the world. And this, the Rambam says, is the commandment uvishmei tishoveya, that we must swear in the name of God, that this helps to impress upon ourselves our own faith in God. When we swear in his name, we are bringing down a revelation of his name into the world, and we are impressing upon ourselves that he is the only one to believe in, and he is the only true existence, the only eternal existence, and the only one to whom our faith is directed. In Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam, the most famous commentary upon the Rambam statement is that of the Ramban, Nachmanides. In many cases, he disagrees with whether a particular mitzvah is counted as one of the 613. This particular mitzvah that we're discussing today is one of the famous controversies between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban states over here that the biblical quote, Uvishmei Tishaveya, means that really one is prohibited from swearing in the name of any other object, such as an idol. However, it is not a positive commandment to utter an oath. The Ramban says it's only allowed. It is reshus. But there is no obligation to utter an oath, even though the oath is a true oath, and even though it is being done in the Jewish court for a particular purpose. The Ramban quotes the statement of the Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash Tanchuma quotes the beginning of the same verse in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. The Tanchuma states that God tells the Jewish people, don't think that you can go and swear in my name anytime you want. You are only allowed when you have all of the prerequisites that are listed in the verse. The verse states, remain in awe of your God, serve him, and cling to him. Therefore, says the Tanchuma, only when you have these qualities of awe and service of Hashem and clinging to Hashem, then ubishmei tishaveya, then you can swear in the name of God, and not before. Therefore, if a person has an opportunity to make an oath and does not do so, according to the Rambam, it would be as if the person has not put on tefillin. He has nullified a positive commandment. However, according to the Ramban, not only is he not violating this commandment, but in fact he is doing a positive thing by not mentioning an oath when it is not totally necessary to do so. The prohibitions involving oaths are considered to be among the chamures, among the most serious sorts of transgressions, as the Rambam himself lists in the laws of repentance. They are categorized together with different prohibitions which are punishable by death or excision, kores. We can understand this by looking at the explanation of the chinuch. He gives the reason for this mitzvah of shavua, of the positive commandment of taking an oath, that this strengthens our faith in God. It implants it strongly in our heart, and it impresses us with God's hashkacha, the fact that he looks over every one of our acts and every one of our utterances, and looks at them and gives them an appropriate reward and punishment. Therefore, by swearing in God's name, we are bringing out into the open our dependence upon him, and the fact that he is looking at all of our deeds and investigating our acts in order to give us our proper recompense. Therefore, all of the commandments involving oaths are fundamental commandments, because they touch on and involve a Jew's essential faith in his Creator.
Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.